Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Yes, thank you for joining us today. We got some very spicy and interesting celebrity news today. But before we dish, we got to say hello to our crew out there in Atlanta. Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
ATL. ATL.
And then we have two very special friends sitting in right here in Los Angeles. We have Chewy Martinez.
What's up?
And out in Atlanta, the lovely Eva Marcille from Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Later in the show, Andrew Freund sits down with the stars of Star Wars, and we go thirst trapping with the stars. A little example, we're going with Lenny Kravitz and Janelle Monáe.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes,
that's all right, exciting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, Psalm West is only 15 days old. That's Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's
I didn't even know.
Son.
Yeah.
15 days old, Frank, already has a business. Already more successful than we are. And he's been on Earth for 15 days.
Already has a makeup line.
Far off, Chewy, because Kim Kardashian reportedly filed for trademark protection for Psalm. This was under her company name. Wow. So Psalm's name can be used for hair accessories, entertainment services, personal appearances, skincare, probiotic supplements, toy figures, computer softwares, furniture, strollers.
What?
Oh, yeah, no, hang on, I'm not done. Skin moisturizer, shower gels, nail polish, puppets, puzzles, baby walkers, pillows, mirrors, cushions, picture frames, umbrellas, clocks, watches, keychains, collectible trading cards, and a whole lot more. Is there anything else? Here's the thing. Psalm, P-S-A-L-M, right?
Yeah.
It's in the Bible. How are you trademarking something that's been around since any of us have been around?
It belongs to King James.
I mean, right.
celebrities are doing this. Everybody that have a new baby, you're about to have another baby. You going to do something like that?
But I'm on my third, okay? All I do is try to keep him in school. Keep him off drugs.
You can't do nothing.
I always was jealous of the kid, though. McAllister and Sons. It was a business that would suck out septic tanks.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Al knows what he's doing for the rest of his life.
He's sucking out septic.
They drove honey wagons.
And there was a Martinez and Sons in my area, and they sold tires.
See?
So
you could have done that.
Could have did that.
Right. Well,
yeah. Mm. Maybe next time.
Who lived in your neighborhood, brat?
Your mama.
Yeah. Your mama and Sons.
Your mama.
Take me now, Savior.
Well, y'all, looks like Natalie Portman and Moby have different ideas of dating, okay? Now, in his new memoir, Moby claimed that he once dated Portman back when the actress was a student at Harvard.
Wow.
And Portman has since refuted that claim, saying they did not date, honey.
What?
Okay, so in an interview with Harper's Bazaar, she told reporters, I was surprised to hear that he characterized the very short time that I knew him as dating, because my recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I had just graduated high school.
That's a small gun. Shots fired.
Okay, well, Moby responded, posting a throwback picture of him in Portman on IG after she denied dating him with the caption, I recently read a gossip piece wherein Natalie Portman said that we've never dated. This confused me, as we did, in fact, date. I completely respect Natalie's possible regret in dating me. To be fair, I would probably regret dating me, too. But it doesn't alter the actual facts of our brief romantic history.
There are two things. There's nothing worse than somebody denying you.
But who do you think's lying? Do you think Moby's lying or Natalie Portman?
I mean, he's got picture proof, but...
I think
but
Natalie's lying.
You can
Natalie's
take a picture
lying.
With anybody. Yeah.
Right. No, that's the picture
true.
Is
with his
not...
With his shirt off, though?
Thank you.
Like, come on, now.
Look at that smile. Now, would you date his ass?
It looks to me like this is after a show, and it was backstage, maybe, and he was, like, changing out of sweaty stage clothes and putting on something else, and she came back to see
him. This looks like a Make-A-Wish picture.
Yeah, the thing that sucks, too, is somebody also lying about you. I mean, I've had that happen to me. I've had people say that they did things to me sexually that did not happen. And, I mean, I remember it happened in high school. This guy... This guy claimed that he did things to me, you know, orally. I've never done that. I didn't do that until way after high school.
Oh.
And he's claiming he did that. He told the whole cafe. All I'm saying is it's hurtful when you lie on people.
Okay, guys, you know I love the singer Halsey, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
She's smoking
hot. Who doesn't?
Hot.
I love her.
And as if we needed another reason to love her, but turns out she is paying off people's speeding tickets.
Woo!
That's what's up.
Yeah, a young woman tweeted that she was driving home from Penn State and was pulled over for going 99 miles an hour, but in the 70 mile an hour zone. And she said she was speeding because she was, quote, banging out to Halsey's new song, Nightmare.
So she tags Halsey.
Halsey saw the tweet and replied, "What's your Venmo? I'll pay your ticket. Drive safely, please."
Woo!
The fan replied, "I've never been more grateful or felt less deserving. Halsey, you are unreal."
Oh, Halsey loves her fans. Halsey loves her fans. That's what I'm talking about.
Cute. You know what that means? The pressure is on us, all of us here at Dish Nation. If somebody says they get in some sort of trouble. Well, if somebody says I got in some sort of trouble, as I was watching Dish Nation, on my phone, I was driving and sitting in traffic and I hit somebody, and we're going to have to.
Don't work like that.
We're
going to
have to pay.
Don't work like that.
How about we just start an account right now to pay for Brat's bail?
For Brat's
bail? After whooping your ass?
Oh, I got you.
Now, I can agree to that. Okay? I'm going to fly to L.A. just to open this can of whoop ass on you. I'll go to jail when y'all get me out, because she is off probation.
Oh, no. I thought she was still on probation.
I'm just going to have the phone out record the whole damn thing.
World star!
Okay, everybody at home, you might want to grab a glass of water or your favorite beverage, darling, because it's time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Okay, up, we have actor Jared Leto. He might have brought an extra head to the Met Gala, but he's bringing his body to this Instagram pic, you know what I'm saying? Mm. He captioned it, "When you thought it was a toga party."
You're definitely thirst trapping because you should have spent more time putting clothes on than setting up your phone to take a picture.
He don't need no clothes on.
You like that, Brad?
He looks like a whole snack now. Come on now.
You like pink meat, Brad?
Okay, I do not discriminate.
All right, up next, we got our girl Janelle Monae. She posted two videos. Check these out. These are awesome.
All right.
The caption, bend the knee.
Oh. Come on, Janelle.
Okay. Janelle Monae, honey, is shocking the world.
Amazing.
Is Janelle thirst trapping?
No, she's just being herself.
She's in a pool. Janelle Monae don't do like that. She ain't never did that. That's off.
Listen up, because we got to talk about Lenny Kravitz. This is mind blowing. This man in this picture turns 55 years old this coming Sunday.
The devil is alive.
But he doesn't look like your average 55 year old. I mean, he could join AARP. And looking at this picture, he posted and then captioned, "Day off, photo shoot, hashtag black and white photography." And good Lord.
He is thirst trapping trying to find another Nicole Kidman, honey. Ain't nobody damn crazy. Look how he looking.
Are you crazy?
You standing half naked and his pants half open and no doggone shirt on?
Gary, you don't like that. That's not your type, Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, no. I like that, but I don't like that. Just leave something to the imagination.
There's nothing to leave to the imagination with Lenny Kravitz, okay? You see when he was on stage and his schlong just popped out of all that? Because he had no underwear on.
We all pregnant from the picture.
Listen, honey. Yes, we all had a baby.
Next, there's a new Terminator movie coming, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton are back in action. But will you tick it or skip it? We'll find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Ooh, honey, let me tell you, it pays to have friends with long money, baby, because rapper Quavo came through dripping and gifted his friend in Atlanta, Atlanta Hawk rookie Trey Young, a custom blinged out diamond chain for completing a successful first season in the league.
Nice.
Quick question. Any other guy on the show bought another man a piece of jewelry?
Never.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they probably like
that little bro.
You know.
Quavo's big bro.
We've done that, y'all. Don't act like that. Men and
y'all
women
sound like a humming symphony.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I had a question.
But, Brett, I don't understand. Why are all these rappers trying to turn these athletes into hood stars? I mean, my thing is, all this jewelry.
Listen, Gary, you can't complain. You got about 100 pieces of diamonds
you
all over the place.
You rotate daily, baby.
From watch to necklaces to whatever.
To
so you
rings.
Can't say that. You treat yourself. So there's nothing wrong with Quavo, who got plenty of money to give his friend a gift. What's wrong
with
that?
That's not I'm with
cute.
That.
I mean, buy them some stock and bonds, honey.
Well, just stocks and bonds aren't fun to rap about.
Yo. Go. How is that?
Fun.
Go, Brad,
I mean,
go.
That's not fun.
My CD's about to mature.
Let's talk about my 401k.
But I got a 401a.
My CDs are collecting interest. Boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
pow.
You're not rapping about that.
Okay.
All right, you guys, it's time for Ticket. Oh, my gosh, this is huge. We'll see where we fall on this because Arnold Schwarzenegger told everyone in The Terminator, I'll be back.
Mm.
He did. He's held true to his promise.
Absolutely.
Because... he wasn't lying. First trailer for the sixth installment of The Terminator just
wow.
released. It looks like he's going to appear alongside Linda Hamilton.
Yes.
No relation, by the way.
Yes.
And the movie looks like it's going to be really good, so we're going to show you, see what you think, see if we're going to tick it or skip it. Take
Let's
a look.
Watch it.
Man.
Okay.
That was Arnold right
Jeez.
There at the end when he opened the door,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
so.
That was on him.
His hair was faded up. You saw that? He was
yeah.
a black barber.
Yes, he did.
All right, so.
Yes, they're taking our money, so let's just keep giving it. I say ticket.
Ticket.
Okay.
Ticket.
I'm skipping it, honey. I'm not going.
It's
crazy. The way he came through that door is like the way he probably looked at that maid, honey, when he was cheating on Maria.
Oh,
he's not letting that one go.
I'm not letting it go.
Well, Gary, you could watch Waiting to Exhale while we're watching the new Terminator.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
Chewing, honey. That's
right. Okay, now it's time for... Now, this is a very inspirational story that reminds us, no matter how hard it gets, you got to keep going, and Absolutely. One day you're going to make it. And this is a story about a young man by the name of Frank Baez. He moved here from the Dominican Republic, and he was 15 years old with wow. his mom. And to help the family out, he started working as a janitor at NYU's hospital. So wow. while he was there, he was watching the nurses and how they took care of all the patients.
Wow.
And, he was very inspired by them. And Frank just graduated from NYU this week at the
what?
Age of 29
wow.
with his nursing degree
oh.
from the same university he used to
oh,
be a janitor
on.
At. I know,
Goodbye.
I know. So a huge congrats to Frank. Yes, clap it up for me, people.
Yes.
Not you, different Frank.
I know.
We're
all related. All Franks are related.
Especially having family, being Dominican myself, and seeing this story, I could relate. Having family that came from DR or Mexico to come to this country to look for a better life, my heart goes out to him and his entire family.
Yay, yo, Frank
so,
Baez.
Yo, Frank Baez, doing good, baby. Mm-hmm. I see you, puppy.
I knew it was a good Frank out here.
Okay.
There's one
in a million.
One.
Wow.
All right, coming up, we sent our boy Andrew Freund to the Star Wars celebration in Chicago, and he got to talk to all the stars of the new movie. You definitely don't want to miss this right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, Dish Nation, Andrew Freund here on board the Millennium Falcon. No, I'm not in space, but I'm in Chicago at Star Wars Celebration, where 70,000 people have come to celebrate all things Star Wars. And you know what? I'm about to interview the cast of the new freaking Star Wars movie. Did
Daisy, talk to me about the importance of playing such a strong female character and just a glimpse of what we're going to see in episode 9.
I mean, the thing I think that's great is it wasn't like, ooh, we are going to get a woman. Ooh, everything's like, it was just like, this is a great character.
Where are all the 3PO costumes? Do you keep them in your house?
Oh, all of them, yes.
How do you do the voice? Take me through how you exercise. You're not in a love triangle, it's a love pentagon. Explain to me what's going on.
You know, when you're just traveling through the galaxy, just trying to save people, do the right thing, people start fancying you. It just happens. And you can't break hearts because some of them are your acquaintance, some of them you love genuinely, are your friends. You end up being in the pentagon.
All right, I'm here with BB-8 and Dio. Guys, what can you tell me about the new movie? I have no idea what you just said. Can you re-describe that to me again? Dio, what is it like being the new kid on the block? Do you guys get along? I want to know what makes Poe tick, and what do we see him tick in this episode 9?
What makes him tick, and what do we see him tick?
Yes.
Very well put.
Thank you.
I would say that what makes him tick is he's fighting. At the beginning of this movie, the Resistance is decimated. They're totally cornered. They're leaderless. And I think it's in those situations that you really see people's true colors.
Talk to me about leading up to this day. The fans finally got to see the teaser, but for you, how do you keep all these secrets inside?
You know what? By telling your closest friend about it. You just lay it off your chest.
What are the lengths that people have gone to try to get info out of you to talk about this movie?
I keep it freely, off camera. I'll tell you anything you want to know. Off camera.
R2, give me any kind of tidbit about episode 9.
May the force be with you! Woo!
Well, that's a wrap here from Star Wars Celebration. Be sure to check out episode 9 when it hits theaters in December. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So there is a game app. This game app goes by the handle #Roundup and asks people to share their most common white lies or exaggerations on dating websites. So they did this whole roundup, and they did #datingwhitelies. I picked out a couple for you that I thought were interesting we can talk about. One person said, quote, "I'm new on here." That's the same as, "I've never done anything like this before."
Yeah, like, you didn't? Yeah, you have.
Yeah. You sure about that? Here's another white lie. Quote, "I work in the finance industry handling currency exchanges between our company and its customers," which is really just a job as a cashier.
Oh.
But when you say it like that, yeah. So you're like, oh, wow.
That
you're
good.
Like finances, you know, currency exchange. Wow. This
or money laundering.
Okay.
That part.
The biggest lies have to be the profile pictures, because with so many filters and how you can manipulate the photos.
Yes. Let's think about it. You're looking for Rihanna on a dating site. Are you looking for the Lenny Kravitz of the world?
You're looking for Lenny Kravitz, you get Gladys Kravitz. I think another white lie on dating sites, when a guy under his profile picture says, you know, sick of the games, looking for the one.
Oh, yes.
Sick of the games.
Never, ever is that true.
Yeah. Also, love kids.
Who loves kids?
Frank.
Or women say they have all their teeth and they're missing that fourth one. And you're like,
don't smile so big, you're going to be okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.